12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
In view of Youth Day today, our focus on Algoa Cares is on youth development. I'm now joined by Ntobeka Ngala, representative at the Wilderness Foundation Africa Youth Development, though. Welcome to the show, Ntobeka.
Thank you very much, Casey. Happy Youth Day. You sound very youthy today.
I am. I'm like only in my 20s, you know.
I can tell, definitely.
There we go. All right, let's start at the top. What is the Wilderness Foundation Africa Youth Development all about?
Great stuff. Let me start off by saying thank you very much for having us and for giving us this opportunity to contact the world and to present what we are all about as Wilderness Foundation Africa. Wilderness Foundation Africa is a nature organization, a nature conservation organization that works to protect and to sustain all life on Earth. We have three main focus points, basically, which is species, spaces, and people. Mm-hmm. Our main aim is to work towards a world where human and nature work hand in hand, not as enemies or any separate entity. We then realize in order for us to achieve this, we have to empower citizens at a grassroots level and use a holistic approach. And then this is when the Youth Development Program was born. So the Youth Development Program offers skills development and education and intervention by using the healing power of nature. We work with youth that comes from disadvantaged communities, townships around Port Elizabeth and around the country, depending where we're going to be working, and assist them to find jobs, to pursue careers in conservation and in ecotourism. So in a nutshell, that is Wilderness Foundation Africa.
You've touched on skills development. What are some of the current projects you are running?
Currently, we've got three projects, which is the Azenzela program and the Umzo 2 scholarship program, and then the Trails program. I'm just going to touch base on all three projects, what they are all about. So if we can start at the Azenzela program, basically it means we're doing it for ourselves. So I'd like to believe that this project is a hand-up project, not a hand-out project. Mm-hmm. So that is why we call it Sia Zenzela, which basically means we're doing it for ourselves. So we've got three focus areas in this project, which is emotional and social wellness, occupational and financial wellness, physical and environmental wellness. So if you can go back to the emotional and social wellness, we are looking at when it's a 3 weeks program. So all these focus areas, we drill the students within the space of 3 weeks. As I said, that we work with youth mm-hmm. in this program between 18 to 27, and then they come into our facilities. They don't have money to go to university or other challenges. So in the emotional wellness and social wellness, we are looking at dealing with the past, loss of the loved one, situation at home, and current challenges. And then in the occupational wellness, as this is also a work readiness program, so we're looking at creating a CV, cover letter, interview preparations, how to conduct yourself on the interviews, the do's and don'ts in the interview room, job retainment, and how to exit a job. In the financial wellness, we're looking at saving money and budgeting. And then we could move to physical and environmental wellness. We're looking at the health issues and the wilderness trail component within the environmental wellness. So once these students complete this 3 weeks program, we then take them over to another program, which is called Umzowethu. Mm-hmm. Umzowethu comes as in a form of a scholarship program. When we manage to secure funding, we then select some of the students that have completed the Azenzela program and send them to our training partners for an accredited vocational training in Fakasa Nature Conservation or Nature Guide qualification, where they will then graduate as a professional guide. Or send them to a hospitality institution where then they will graduate as chefs. So all our programs go hand in hand, and they all have the trail component. So we moved them over to Imbewu program. Mm-hmm. This one is a schools program where we're looking at working with schools between grade 10 to grade 12. It's a three-day wilderness trail, taking the learners into the wilderness areas, mainly in St. Park's properties.
Yeah.
These guys, they camp there for 3 days, coming from Friday to Sunday. They will be camping outside, sleeping under the stars, every day within the 3 days going into a guided walk, doing tree identification with their medicinal use, birding, and also learn about conservation ethics and also environmental awareness as well. The main aim of this project is to take the individuals back into their origin to enhance self-discovery and personal growth through the healing power of nature. So, yeah, pretty much that's the three program that we got.
I'm loving what I'm hearing over here. And in order to execute and streamline these programs, obviously you have, you know, a list of requirements. What are your needs at this stage?
Yeah, pretty much the requirements from the students, we're looking at working with students that have grade 11 to grade 12. And obviously their background as well. We have to look at students that come from disadvantaged communities and students that have challenges. We also work closely to collaborate with other NGOs as well that are looking at the type of students that we are currently looking for. So it's just grade 12, and you have to be between 18 and 27. And, you know, if you do have any challenges, if you think that the program will be suitable for you, then we are available as the organization to assist these students.
Excellent. How can we get in touch with you?
Okay. So we are currently based in number 11, Newington Street in Central Hill. That is the address. And then the phone number is 041-3740-746. 041-3740-746. That's the contact number.
Ntobeko Nkala, representative at the Wilderness Foundation, Africa Youth Development. Keep up the excellent work, my friend, and all of the best with your future endeavors. We have all your details already up and running on our website on the Algoa Cares page on algoafm.co.za. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much for having us.
Wherever you go, take us along for the ride.
Algoa FM.